Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, a quick announcement just to remind you that at the end of the month, I'm doing on the 28th of April a workshop on this silly book, Grain Brain, which I forced myself to read over the weekend. I'm going to give you slides and all the materials to refute what this guy has to say, which is really easy to do because his writing style is referencing, or so, it's so juvenile that if a student turned this into me, I would turn it back for a redo or give a failing grade. So not a lot of work involved in refuting it, but I'm going to have it all organized for you so that when people bring this up, you'll know how to respond to it. So if you want information about that, just call our office at 614-841-7700. Okay, for today's message, according to a recent survey, more than half of Americans say they want to eat more protein, and the percentage that claim that they specifically look for protein content on food labels has increased to 25%. Even one of the authors who co-authored the article reporting the results, Darren Seifer, acknowledges that the demand for protein is not based on deficiency, but rather the fact that protein has been promoted to the public as a way to improve health and lose weight and increase energy and maintain muscle mass. He goes on to say that most people really don't know how much protein they're eating, and they have no idea how much is enough or if 2-10 grams of protein in a food is a lot or a little or anything like that. It's just all based on hype. Now, how to market protein depends upon the food that contains it. Meats and dairy, for example, are high in fat and cholesterol, so the emphasis when marketing those products is lean protein, while foods like chickpeas and nuts are marketed as a surprisingly good source of protein. And then there are products that are fortified with more protein that just advertise, hey, I have more protein too, so pay attention to me. For soy foods, the emphasis is taste, since some consumers still have negative impressions of plant-based protein options. According to an article covering this story, the best marketing opportunity is educating people that protein can help people to maintain lean mass as they age. Now, here's some really good news in this. As misguided as all this protein seeking is, when asked about which foods are the best source of protein, half voted for meat and fish and the other half voted for non-meat sources. Now, overall, however, the information is disturbing because it shows that nutritional literacy in the United States and almost all other countries, too, is very low. It's impossible to structure a diet that includes enough calories that doesn't provide enough protein. Yet people are still convinced that they need to eat more. Furthermore, they've associated benefits with protein consumption that simply aren't accurate. The way to build and maintain a lean body is to exercise, particularly with strength training. Eating protein by itself doesn't build strong bodies, or most Americans would look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. The article also points out how food companies take advantage of misinformation. If Americans think they need more protein, the food companies will promote almost any food as a good source of it, regardless of whether the food is a health food or a health-promoting product or not. Adding protein to junk foods is one way to make consumers think that junk foods are valuable. For example, Jelly Belly just added protein recovery balls and protein recovery crisps to its sports bean line. The sports bean line consists of vitamin and electrolyte fortified jelly beans and jelly beans with 50 milligrams of caffeine added called extreme sports beans. What a great idea. Jelly Belly insists that these really aren't jelly beans. Describing the new protein beans, Robert Swaggin, vice president, says, "It's built like a chocolate-covered malt ball, and it's got pea protein in the center, and then we've got a whey protein coating mixed in with the chocolate on the outside. One 12-ball pack contains 10 grams of protein." Swaggin says the sports bean line has really taken off, saying we were initially concerned that we wouldn't be taken seriously. But Swaggin and his colleagues did expect the product to be taken seriously. Reverence for protein, a desire to hear good news about bad habits, such as fortified jelly beans are good for you, and the government's liberal labeling laws regarding claims all help to guarantee the success of this silly product and thousands like it. Additionally, Jelly Belly funded research showing the benefit of the beans and actually managed to get it published in a journal. The company says the research gives the beans credibility, but a review of the article that I did shows that there was no difference between fortified jelly beans and other sources of carbohydrate for maintaining glucose levels or for speed. It only showed that any form of carbohydrate just another example of how industry and government deceives the public and worsens health. So you don't need more protein. You just need to eat more plants. That's all for now, and have a great day.